There we are. There it is. The famous intro music. It is episode 7, I believe. Episode 7 of Rocking Chair Ramblings. Three-fifths of Team Pippin here today. We got Matthew in the old number 2 chair.
What up, what up?
We've got Will calling in from literally one room away, which is pretty awesome. Hey, Will.
Hello.
And we're trying to figure all that out because the setup only has 2 mics. So when we bring in more than 2, it gets a little confusing. So, but Will is calling in from Matthew's room. So even that should get funny.
Yeah. Yes.
Why my room?
It's pretty bad.
I heard last episode we heard that the smell alone in Matthew's room should be something worth talking about.
It doesn't smell good.
Does it smell bad though?
It's just it. I don't know. It's like a deep stench. You know what I mean? It doesn't smell bad, but I can feel it in my nose. It's kind of hard to explain. It's heavy. That's the word. It's heavy.
It doesn't stink, but it burns.
Is that what you're saying? It does a certain aroma.
It doesn't burn. It doesn't burn, but it's like, I don't know. It's like when you're up really high on a mountain and you try to breathe and the air is thin. It's like that.
So it take you're saying the oxygen level might be lower in his room than it is in the rest of it.
It's because the smell kills the oxygen.
Sure. No, I mean,
I should get a plant.
That's a good answer, Matthew. I should get a plant. All right, over under, how long will that plant live?
How long does it take for a plant to die after it has not been watered?
You're saying that's exactly how long it would take?
That's the exact time.
That's awesome. That's all right, buddy.
I'd probably knock it over in my sleep.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'm just waiting for Will to pop up with, what in the world is this? So, all right, Will, don't go through your brother's room. Just sit there nicely.
Okay.
Best of your ability. All right, Will, catch us up on you. How's life?
Good.
Good. Anything new happening?
Not really. Anything about the same.
Anything new at work?
We got baby pigs, baby goats.
Nice.
Baby sheep.
How are your bottle lambs?
They're still getting bottles, even though they're huge now. They don't need it. But we got to get rid of the milk somehow. So.
Yeah. And I hear, not to change the subject on that, but this is Rocking Chair Ramblings, and that's what I do. I hear this is going to be a 30-minute episode. Is that true?
That is true. That's how I keep it.
If you're on, that's your contract?
That is my contract. That's what I demand.
31 minutes, we're going to ask Will a question. He's just not going to be there.
He just won't be there anymore?
No,
just be gone.
I've set it. I've set a 30-minute timer.
Well, I'll keep the time for you. You just have to trust me. We haven't started yet.
Okay.
What about you, Matthew? What's going on in your world?
Field has started. So discus and shot put.
Nice.
It's pretty fun. I like discus.
You like discus overshot, right?
Overshot. Now. Definitely overshot. Well, because I'm a lot better at discus than I am at shot.
You think?
I know.
Oh.
I can feel it.
Well, hold on. Will, you threw also. What did you think? Discus or shot?
Shot put's better than discus.
Y'all never really did discus though.
We threw discus a lot at meets.
You made what?
At meets, but not at practice.
Oh, at meet.
Yeah. And at practice.
Yeah, I've been to many a meet where Will threw. But you like shot better, and Matthew likes discus better.
It's just more fluid.
Is it because shot's a little more difficult right now?
Probably.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's fun, though. And then workouts?
Workouts have been going Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday.
Thursday, Friday.
Thursday, Friday. I guess Saturday. Every day of the week.
Yeah, and Saturday.
And Saturday.
That's good.
Well, Saturday we have green days.
Yeah, that was fun. We had our first green day. That was good. Not a terrible turnout.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think it was terrible at all. Yeah. I mean, it's got to get better, but I don't think it was terrible.
How many people?
Like 40.
Yeah, I think that's solid. Solid answer.
Not bad.
Not bad, right? Not bad. Yeah, so we're getting there. So I was thinking about for today, especially since we have to go, we can only go 30. I thought that one thing that would be fun would be things that y'all's generation thinks that everyone knows, and y'all can quiz me, or maybe things that y'all know that y'all think that my generation, there's no way we would know. And then I will in turn go back to y'all. I will ask something that I think everybody knows and see if y'all know it.
Okay.
Sound good? What do you think, Will?
Yeah. Go for it.
Oh, y'all go. Anything off the top of your head? Or person or thing or anything like that?
What does an Ethernet cable do?
That's the blue thing that comes out of the wall. That's the solid, that's the blue cable. It mm-hmm. brings in landline internet, straight internet.
Just straight it. Yeah, that was pretty good. Thank you. It just kind of connects to your router and then it wirelessly connects to a server, but they still exist.
But it physically connects to it.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. So that gives me one of these. Thanks. That was awesome. That's awesome. Will, you want to give it a shot? Stop me.
Who is the leading scorer in the NBA?
All-time scorer.
All-time? Or right now?
All-time.
Don't Google it.
I'm not.
Has the most right now.
Oh, right now. But all-time.
Yes, I guess. Yes, all-time.
Let's go with, did you like the way you can hear Will better?
I did hear Will better. That was pretty good.
Thank you. He didn't change anything. I did it. I'm super excited good right job. Now. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Thanks. All-time leading scorer is going to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
LeBron passed him.
LeBron passed him recently-ish, a year ago.
Last year.
That's now ask me how I feel about that.
How do you feel about that?
He's been playing for you like 30 years.
You don't like LeBron?
How can I put this? Not a big fan of LeBron as the world is of LeBron. As far as that's concerned, I do not the people who are like, hey, LeBron's the GOAT. Negative. Negative.
He's the best player.
Negative. Look up last second game winning shots. I have no idea what this would be, but just look up LeBron James game winning shots and see how many he's made. And then look up Jordan, same thing, and let's see how many he's made. I bet you my podcast that Jordan's made a crazy number more. How about that?
Okay.
And then while y'all are looking it up, I'll ask you a question. Is that a fair question to ask about greatest of all time any sport?
No.
Yes.
Right? Like
the clutch factor is
it's gotta be
the unwritten stats.
Yeah, I won the game.
Right.
Me in the game.
That's why everyone loves Kobe. On paper, he's a good player, but he's not top three all time. But the reason people put him up there
because he wins the game.
Because he wins the game.
Yeah. It's the same argument about Derek Jeter.
Okay, yeah. So Jordan has nine. And LeBron has seven.
Nine all-time shots to win the game?
Yes.
It's got to be more than that. Although that
LeBron, is what it says. LeBron buzzer beaters. So the time when I was in the air, that doesn't count like 20 seconds left at a three to put him up.
I'm just saying.
This one says LeBron has eight, so I don't know.
Well, let me ask y'all this then. For y'all specifically, because y'all are maybe not the perfect slice of the pie for your generation, which I really appreciate. But if it came down to it and you had to have a last ditch, we're inbounding, we're taking, four steps and shooting, right? From underneath your goal, it doesn't have to be this crazy Steph Curry three quarters of the court shot, but from underneath your goal, are you taking Michael Jordan in his prime, Kobe in his prime, LeBron in his prime? Or I'll take Steph. That's a bad.
Do we need a question? Okay. Do we need a?
Can I trade them all for Steph?
Yeah.
Are we inbounding from under our own basket?
Yeah. We don't have to have a three.
No, Steph.
I just need the ball in the basket.
LeBron. Kobe or MJ?
LeBron.
Are you really taking LeBron, Will?
LeBron is the best basketball player of all time.
That's just not even true.
It is true.
It's not true.
All of Jordan's rings, he only won with Scottie Pippen by his side. But LeBron has won them all with other people. The only reason people
know who Scottie Pippen is because of MJ. If there was
LeBron James has beaten, like if Dad was in the NBA, LeBron has beaten Dad and then beaten me when I get to the NBA.
That's a negative.
He's beaten generations of basketball professionals.
Okay, but
he's destroyed bloodlines of NBA pros.
All right, let's get.
And you're saying Jordan's better?
Yes.
Yes.
The only reason LeBron has an all-time scoring record is because he's played for so long. MJ took a break halfway through his career in his prime to play professional baseball. LeBron could never do that.
Just saying. I'm just saying. I wonder what it is. That should be another podcast that we can talk about what it is about LeBron that makes people not be like greatest of all time. It's got to be something. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. I will ask y'all something.
Okay.
What is a colander?
No idea.
Colander.
Yeah. What's a colander?
Okay, where would you find this?
In the kitchen.
It's like you put an onion on it, and then you use the colander, and it dices it automatically. Oh,
yeah. That's good. That's a good guess. That's wrong.
Okay.
Will, you want to guess? Your brother said it's a automatic onion dicer.
Something to do with the vehicle.
Found in the kitchen.
Oh. It is used to inject sauces into meat.
Okay, both of y'all. A colander, right? Y'all use all the time. You make pasta, and then you grab the colander. And you pour the pasta in the colander, and all the water comes out the bottom.
That's not a colander. That's a
strainer. No, that is a colander. A strainer. It is a colander. It's a strainer. I remember learning that.
Thank you.
Isn't that a strainer? What is a strainer, dude? What's the difference between a colander and a strainer?
It's different.
So then, what does a colander do?
I just told you
something different.
Yeah, your turn
for pastas.
Your turn.
The strainer also does pastas.
No. No, that's more for berries, cleaning off vegetables.
Go, Matthew.
I have no idea.
Will?
Okay. Who? I don't know why I'm on the basketball subject. Maybe because it's March Madness. Who did the Lakers trade to acquire Luka Doncic?
I was gonna say Luka. They traded the eyebrows.
Yes, that's true.
Nice.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
the eyebrow.
Eyebrow.
The eyebrow.
My bad.
Eyebrow.
Right. Yeah, eyebrow. Very good.
That
was good. No. It's
okay, wait. I have one more for you, Dad. That you can't get.
Is it basketball?
No, it's a video game.
Oh Lord.
Roblox. But I've told you this. I've told you this many times.
Okay.
What character do you resemble incredibly in the hit game Rainbow Six Siege?
Steve.
Okay. No. Before you just say that, Beard is literally in the name.
Bearded Bob.
Okay.
Bob the Builder. Bob Beardy.
No. Bob Beardy.
Warrior Beard.
His name is like a pirate's name.
Arr.
Okay.
Captain Beard.
No. Beard is the second part of the name.
Okay. Blackbeard.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. A clap. That's a clap.
All right. Let me give it for you. Here you go. That's awesome.
You look just like him. I think he might be modeled after you.
He probably
dead serious. They probably looked up exactly super cool Coast Guard guy, and then you popped up, and then they resembled it off of you.
It may be. Stranger things have happened. I'm not going to say anything over the airwaves. Just saying.
Yeah.
What about...
That's dangerous.
What is... If you were going to play the game Jax, what would you need?
Jax. The little X-looking things.
The X's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good job, guys.
They look like they look like the little D-Day things.
Awesome. Good job. All right. Your turn, Matthew.
Why do I, like, I don't have anything.
Will? Old number two's letting us down.
No, I'm sorry.
I know.
All right. Who? All right, I got one.
Okay, I got one. I got one. I got one.
There it is.
On YouTube, PewDiePie and this other channel had a race to see who could get 100 million subscribers first. Who was that other channel?
What was the
Why
first
are we
name?
Making it impossible?
This is not impossible. This made like national headlines.
Queso.
No, how do you know who Queso is?
I don't. Y'all said it yesterday.
Matthew, give him a question he might know. Not one there's no way he knows.
You asked him about Rainbow Six
like,
Siege.
Dad, how many numbers am I holding up on my hand right now?
Seven.
No, it was three.
Dang it. That's not. It sounds like that. PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
PewDiePie. Oh, I do know this one.
Yep.
I do. It's
It was an Indian music company.
The Rugrats.
No.
Tommy. The Rugrat Tommy.
No.
Little Baby Tommy.
No. Starts with a T.
Tomodachi.
No. They're Indian.
He's not ever gonna guess it.
No.
Tahiti.
No.
Tahini sauce.
T-Series.
Mm.
Yeah. Y'all are losers. All right.
That was Matthew.
Who is Boog Powell?
Boog Powell.
Boog Powell.
He was the heaviest first baseman to ever play the game.
Ah, I love you so much.
Thank you.
Who did
thank
he play
you,
for?
Thank you. He weighed 300 pounds. I don't know who he played for.
Good job. Good job. Nice job, Will.
Mm. Thank you. You're welcome, Matthew.
Thank you, Will.
Saved you. Your turn. Who was the heaviest president?
Taft.
Taft, good job.
The guy that couldn't fit in the back.
I think that's a wives' tale.
He just bought a bigger bathtub for the White House. I don't think he.
Yeah, I don't think.
Like he bought like
okay.
a large one.
What newly introduced or which political figure has an AI that copies every single move they make in the stock market? Which political figure does it copy?
Pelosi.
Yes. Nancy yes. Pelosi. Good job. Good job.
Because she's crooked. So that's a pretty smart AI move. Whoever came up with the AI move to copy her is good.
Okay.
We try not to talk about politics on this this podcast.
Like your government teacher, you will never know who I lean towards politically.
Yeah, it is right. Really. Who could it be?
Right.
All right. 2024.
Yeah.
100 meter dash, Olympics. Who won?
I forgot.
Oh man. I can see his face.
Yeah, he's got a pretty weird face. And then he made
whoa.
Okay.
And then he made fun of the NBA. He made fun of American leagues because he's like world champions of what?
Yeah. Dang it. What's his name?
Noah Lyles.
Lyles. Good job. Missed that one. Good job.
I thought it started with the nine.
Your turn, Willie Fred.
Okay. What do you put in your vehicle when the power steering runs out?
Powers. Wait, power steering fluid.
Good job, Matthew.
Thank you.
That's very good.
Dad definitely knows that one.
Yeah. Good job. Good job. Where in the world would you find a serpentine belt?
It's the belt that spins really, really fast next to the engine.
Of?
Where?
Okay, good job. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice job.
I definitely knew that one.
He had no idea. He had no clue.
How do you make a roux?
Did you look something up that asked you questions?
No, I learned this in my class of food.
All right, Matthew.
I forgot what it's called.
How do you make a what?
A roux.
A roux.
A roux?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
R-O-U-X. Well, give it a shot.
So that sounds like a pastry.
Okay.
So you put dough and certain ingredients into the oven for a certain amount of time. And then you get some you might put a little topping on it when it comes out of the oven.
Nice.
And it's a roux.
Nice. Wait, but what topping is it? Because that's very important.
Coconut?
Yes.
Is it? Am I right?
No. Yep. Coconut pastry. Okay. Wait. Can I change it?
Flat. So you want me to answer?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. You need heat. You need some sort of fat, oil, or a fat, and you need flour. And you need to stir those together slowly, and it'll form a roux. Which is like
it's very yummy.
A base for soups, stews, that kind of thing. And the longer it's on the heat, the darker it gets. So the beginning of a roux would be this color, and that would be a blonde roux, and then it just gets darker.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think you just pointed at something and explained it, used that to explain the color on a podcast.
No, that's true. The thing I pointed at was looks just like the color of a blonde roux.
Right when you started.
Oh, right at the beginning.
I can picture it.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. This one's for Matthew, too.
Okay.
This has just become figure out what Matthew knows and doesn't know.
Yeah.
What do you put to make bread rise?
Yeast.
Good job.
I know that one.
How do you know that?
I took a facts class in middle school.
Facts?
Oh, family and forgot sciences. About. Tell us about that little club you were in.
Well, it wasn't a club. It was a required class that we took for half a quarter, so like four and a half weeks.
Didn't you go after school to this thing and it was like a
No, that was a trivia thing. Yeah. I don't even remember what that was.
That was awesome. What was that thing called?
Apparently it's a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a grand old time.
What was that called? We should know what that's called.
We should know what that's called. I just took a family and consumer science class.
But you don't know what a colander is.
No. We made cookies one time.
Yeah.
They were pretty good.
Nice.
We made little pizzas one time.
Okay.
And then my teacher quit. And we had a long term sub after that.
Sure.
She quit our school to go to the rich school.
Well,
nearby.
Better.
I understand.
Better kitchen. Yeah.
And then our long term sub just had us sit around all day, and she was really grouchy.
Mm.
I think we might have had something to do with her quitting.
Yeah. Maybe. All right. Here's a double question.
Okay.
Army, Navy, Air Force,
Commander's Cup,
Marine Corps, Coast Guard.
Oh, never mind.
Right. Well, we'll take Coast Guard out because we know that we're the best. And we'll take Space Force out. Let's just go Army, Navy, Marine, Air Force. Of those four, which one's the smallest? Fewest members?
Air Force. I know Marines call themselves the few and the proud, but I think they have a lot of people. And then the army. Whoa. And then
isn't
the army.
It the Marines.
And then the army is just like the basic force. If you fail high school, you just join the army.
Wow.
So I think it's the Air Force.
You should tiptoe right now. It's the Marines. Air Force has about 70,000.
Isn't really? The Marines basically off of the Navy?
Oh, that was my follow up.
Oh,
who are they attached to? What?
So was the Air Force, the though,
Navy.
Right?
They ride with the Navy. Wrong thing.
No, really? No, yeah, I know
the planes that you see taking off of.
I thought in like World War II before. There was an Air Force.
Yeah, before the Air Force was specifically a thing. Yeah. But the planes that you see, the jets you see taking off from aircraft carriers, those are Navy. Those aren't Air Force. Yep. Good job, Will.
Thank you.
Yep. What is a All right. In what world would you use the term 3-3 stack?
That would be talking about the defensive formation of a football team.
Nice job, buddy. Good job.
I just know too much, apparently.
What is
Sorry, you can't beat me.
What does RBI stand for?
Runs batted in.
Nice. Good job, both of y'all. Nice.
Matthew, or I guess both of y'all. What does WAR mean in baseball?
Wins above replacement. Yep. That's what it stands for, because then defensive WAR is defensive wins above replacement. What's the stat measure? It's the stat that just basically measures the overall ability of a baseball player. I know this because I use it to destroy Derek Jeter whenever an argument comes up.
Yeah, because you love Derek Jeter.
No.
What was that?
No.
No.
That's a good job, though. Wins above replacement. Right. A lot of people don't know that.
And it doesn't actually, people think it stands for a stat that would measure you up against an average Major League Baseball player. It doesn't. It's just the overall ability of a baseball player.
Of the average baseball player the person that would be coming in for you most of the time?
No, just the average baseball player, but it doesn't actually do that. If you Google it, it might tell you that it's above a average baseball player, but it's not.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
If you had a Hereford Bull, what is that? What animal is that? And what color is it? More than likely.
It's a cow.
It is. Will, you agree?
Yes, I agree.
And what color is it more than likely?
It's white with red spots.
It's more than likely red, period. It might have a little
There's no white on it?
Yeah, maybe on its face. Maybe on
Yeah. I think we have one.
Yeah, you have one.
Yeah. And it has some whites on it. All right. Thank you.
The average square bale of hay,
I don't think the average person in your generation knows these answers.
Weighs how much?
About 15 to 20.
Pounds?
Yep.
No,
you're talking about the big ones that sit out in the field?
Yeah, square bale.
That you get the forklift to lift?
Yeah. Oh, 90 to 100.
That's really heavy.
You went from too little to too big.
I guess 750 pounds.
You're thinking of a round. Just a square.
What are you talking about?
Just a square bale of hay.
Of hay.
Ale.
that we throw up on the hay trailer.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, like
that
8
weighs
pounds.
That.
It's about.
No, 50. It weighs
about
like 15.
Pounds. About 50.
No, it isn't. It's not 50.
Yeah, until it dries out, it's about 50 pounds.
I can hold it. I can hold it with my pinky.
No, you can't. And I did say you're stronger than you think you are.
It's the ones that we go out with the big old, like, trailer.
No, I know.
The tractor,
exactly,
then we throw it up on the thing.
Yeah. Matthew went
I
with
think
750
hours.
At one point.
Well, I thought you were talking about roundels. Like they use mazes.
Yeah. All right. One more question apiece, and then we're at 30 minutes.
Okay.
It's that quick.
Okay.
Matthew.
Will.
Will, what is Matthew's birthday?
It is June 26th.
Nice.
Matthew, what's my birthday?
February 27th.
Nice. That's awesome. Don't say the years. What is the maiden name? I'm just kidding.
Now, what are those three little funky numbers on the back of your credit card?
Wait. Matthew, what is Dad's birthday?
September 2nd. September 7th. September 4th. 3rd. I remember it was one of those first days.
Will's like, no, seriously, what is it? I have no idea.
Yeah. That's why I asked Maddie.
Will, did you know?
Yeah, it's September 3rd.
Wait.
No. That's awesome. All right. Last one.
Okay.
Who is Tony Dungy?
Shortstop for the Braves in 1998.
Are they an athlete?
They are, yes.
Okay, well then it's definitely a baseball player.
He is. I don't know why we both went with they.
Well, what's their name?
Tony.
Oh, well then he.
Dungy. 1998 shortstop, Will?
Yes, sir. For the Braves.
I'm going to go with 98. I can't remember who our shortstop was in 98. All right, go ahead. That's not it. Matthew?
Relief pitcher for the... The Indians. Okay, this doesn't help.
Prior player.
Okay, I'm holding a book.
Yeah.
Let me just explain this to the listeners. I'm holding a book called Uncommon Life Daily Challenge by Tony Dungy.
Dungy. I said it multiple times.
Dungy.
Dungy. Prior player, NFL player, and NFL coach of the Colts Super Bowl coach.
Super Bowl coach?
Yeah. He won Super Bowl in 07 for the Colts.
Oh, with Eli?
Yeah. He's the first black head coach to win the Super Bowl. He retired from coaching in 09. But this Uncommon Life is awesome. It's just devotionals. Pretty cool. Yeah, that's it. It was that easy today, guys. 33 minutes, just like that.
33 minutes.
And Will's still on, so that's good.
Yep.
By the time I take
some of the ums out and the dead air, it'll be at 30 minutes.
29:45.
Yeah.
That's my final guess for time.
And this is episode 7, so we're 3 away from 10, which was our big goal. So that's pretty
nice.
Awesome. All right. Love y'all.
Love you.
Love you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being on, buddy. 30 minutes.
Of course. Of course. All right.